Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
It's our special holiday recap.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And our best of, worst of list at the end.
Yeah.
Because we know that's the only reason you actually listen to this podcast.
It hasn't been the most eventful holiday season.
No, it's been pretty low-key. Yeah. But it hasn't been overly schmaltzy either, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. I almost feel like they brought up Delia a lot.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, okay, this all happened and we're not forgetting it, but we're kind of setting the stage to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and Catherine got mentioned a lot as
well. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there was a lot of reflection.
Right. Yes. And talking to, the thing I like is that, you know, everyone is talking to Catherine.
Yeah.
But because Jean Cooper is actually dead.
Yeah.
They can't have her come back as a ghost.
Totally.
Which is really nice.
Thank God.
I like that.
I know.
You know, talking to Cassie in person and John Abbott in person.
I mean, I'm not happy she's dead in real life.
No.
But
well, and she lived a full life.
When they
so
bring
it's
the ghost back.
I hate the ghost thing. And Y&R is the only soap that I know of that does that routinely.
Yes.
So, you know, are they going to have a clip show when the guy who played John Abbott actually dies?
Oh, man. I have been watching a lot of, like, General Hospital and just, you know, because it's vacation just kind of tuning in. And it's interesting to see, like, people we know in a different role.
Yeah, right.
But to me, they'll still always, I don't know. There are certain characters, like Phyllis, I think, where it's like, I can't divorce her as Phyllis yet.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I have kind of trouble with the character of Kelly, because to me, she's Dixie Martin, and she will always be Dixie Martin a little bit.
Yeah.
But she's acting the same way that Dixie Martin would, so it's fine.
Okay.
Apparently, the actress has not made that switch much either. Nice. So.
Okay. So, where should we start?
I want to start with Neil, because he's ridiculous.
He totally is.
Because
he's kind of my favorite lately in this terrible way.
I know. I was like watching it just yesterday and was like, oh no.
Yeah.
I don't hate Neil as much as I usually do. What is wrong with me?
I think it'll be satisfying at the same time when, like, Devon and Hillary
are outed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but.
Well, it just seems like for a soap opera, the fact that they're having an extramarital affair, you know, that happens all the time. Who cares? Mm-hmm. But in this case, it's like, oh, man, that really sucks.
The guy being cuckolded is blind.
Yeah. You know, it just seems
Kick
like a level of not okay.
Agreed.
But on that said, I still don't think that he and Hillary should have ever gotten married in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you have a significantly younger spouse, you should not call them baby. Because that's creepy and weird.
I need to think about that.
Yeah, that's not okay.
She's pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, just saying. Ew. Yeah.
So you think he's going to get his sight, like his full sight back?
Yeah, I think he's getting his full sight back because on Christmas Day, he was at Lily and Kane's house. Mm-hmm. And apparently they have this ritual that I've never seen before, but that they light their Christmas candle every year. And everyone gather around, and we're going to light the Christmas candle. And and Neil could see it. He could see the flickering light.
Mm.
And because he's Neil, he didn't say anything about it.
I was cooking and baking, I think.
Yeah.
Because I remember Lily saying, Dad,
you're awfully close to the candle there.
She said, Do you want to help Moses open his presents, or do you want me to?
Like
he was incompetent of helping his kid, like, unwrap a package.
Yeah, open a box.
And there was, like, a, you know, a do-do-do kind of music. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of remember them opening presents, and but I missed the whole candle thing.
Yeah. Well, it was significant because then a couple days later he mentioned to Phyllis, who he and Phyllis are suddenly best friends. I don't know when that happened, but okay, whatever.
They used to be pretty close.
Yeah?
If I remember right. I don't even remember how it started, but I feel like they do have a friendship that's kind of like...
Because I know she was friends with his brother Malcolm.
Well, they were like
lovers.
Yeah.
So he was telling Phyllis, you know, I think I might have seen something. And she's like, that's fantastic. And you got to go to the doctor today. And he's like, well, you know, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. So then on New Year's Eve, he and Hillary were at the athletic club and Devon was at Underground with Gwen. Uh-huh. But Devon sent Hillary a text that said, you know, Happy New Year. I love you forever. Blah, blah, blah. And Neil couldn't read it, but he could see the phone light up. And so it was just like, let that be the first thing he sees. Nope. So
yeah,
there have been, it's coming soon. Okay. And you know, he's going to catch them in the act.
For as blatant as they've been, I just can't believe that like somebody like Lily hasn't found out. She's always got her nose in everybody's business.
Right. Well, yeah. And it's, and so Gwen knows, but Gwen doesn't care. Is that?
Yeah. So
because she wants to be Devon's girlfriend anyway.
Yeah. So is Gwen Hillary's friend from work or just from something? Somewhere that
they knew each other.
I'm surprised because a year ago, Hillary was like this terrible person.
Yeah. Everyone hated her.
And so I was surprised that she had such a normal, successful friend.
Yeah.
Like, oh, where did that chick come from?
Well, everybody's got in their life that one girl that, you know, you kind of, I suppose you're friends, but not really. I think Hillary is that girl for a lot of people.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
So.
And Gwen was like, well, and you got a billionaire brother. No, yeah. Brother-in-law.
Stepson.
Stepson.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I like Gwen.
I like Gwen, too. We don't know enough about her.
She's clearly the better choice.
Oh, superior. Yeah, yeah. She reminds me kind of, further back than that. Who was Neil's previous wife?
Oh, Nina Peoples?
Yeah, she kind of reminds me of Nina Peoples.
She does. I don't remember what her real name was. Karen,
yeah. So. Ran off with Maggie the detective. We know that they're together now. Totally. But she kind of has that same kind of vibe.
Hmm. You mean confident, intelligent, attractive.
Yeah, all those things.
Like not damaged.
Right, not a lot of baggage. Yeah. But we also don't know her very well. She doesn't have a backstory.
That's true.
So, you know, she could turn out to be much more interesting.
Stanford, right?
I guess, yeah. That's not very interesting. Where are the skeletons?
I know, but my point is that the guy, you have to like somebody who's damaged because that makes them
interesting.
Yeah, more exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so that love triangle is getting untriangled soon.
Yeah, it's going to get found out.
Okay.
So, okay, should we talk about Michael?
Yeah.
Michael still has cancer.
It's stage 3?
Yeah. So
bad,
he's had
right?
it, yeah, because there's only 4 stages.
Yeah.
Stage 3 is still treatable, but the treatments are pretty brutal.
Sure.
And he's still in denial.
He's in denial, but it's like he's coming around.
Well, he's in denial, I think, because he's, at the same time that he's not acknowledging that he has cancer, he's acknowledging it too much that this is just one more thing to overcome, that I can totally beat this, and if I run 50 miles every day and eat healthy and change my whole life,
like a holistic approach,
and it's like, you know, good for you, those things aren't gonna hurt
at this
but
point,
you need to get yourself some chemo and some radiation and say goodbye to the hair now while it's still on your head.
I feel like the clock is ticking.
But he's insisting. He did tell Lauren, so that's good.
Only because Kevin forced him.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have otherwise.
No. And then Fenn found out accidentally, he walked in on a conversation.
Yeah.
And then, was it Christmas Day?
Oh, that whole scene made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was weird.
It was weird, and it was not, I don't think that's realistic.
Like, they were running around chanting cancer.
Yeah.
Like...
And again, I think the purpose was that Michael was tired of everyone being so somber and, oh my God, you got cancer. So let's just laugh at it and make jokes about it, which is a good strategy.
So since I just watched terms of endearment.
Like, oh, yeah.
A couple days ago.
So you're a cancer expert
yeah,
now.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And she, but there's that scene where Deborah Winger, it's like she goes to New York with her friend and and they go to lunch and she's like, why can't we just talk about the cancer? Like, everybody gives me this look, like, why can't we just talk about it?
Yeah.
And she's got kind of a smile on her face. So was it that kind of thing? Like, let's just get it out there?
I think he took it to the awful extreme, though.
Oh, yeah, because it was weird.
It was weird, yeah.
And his fake laughing, like, their laughter that
was
they...
so forced.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, I could act better than that. Yeah. Although you just said I have the worst fake laugh in the history of the world.
You really do, yeah. You know, it, and I get the whole you want to laugh at it and make jokes and that kind of thing, but the whole tone of it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't fly for me.
Yeah, didn't work.
So anyway, he'll get treatment here soon, theoretically. This will be Michael's year for his daytime Emmy.
Yeah, he's already got one, though. So.
Well, they all have like a million.
Yeah, that's true.
It just rotates.
Yeah. I am interested to see, you know, I would love for him to have the G.I. Jane moment of shaving his own head, though. You know, I really think that there's power in shaving your own head. And
I kind of feel like he won't do that.
Don't think he will either, because I think he as a guy is too vain and too proud. Because he's got lovely hair and plenty of it. So
yeah,
I think he'll wear the bald cap.
Or
maybe they'll do, you know, whatever kind of treatment that, you know, is not chemo, that they'll do radiation so he doesn't have to lose
hair. I fully understand, like, it makes sense why Lauren is so upset, but it just seems like every moment with her is, like, so emotionally
dramatic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she can't even have, like, a conversation with other people where she looks like she's gonna flip.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's just so over the top right now that I'm having trouble connecting with
it. Yeah, yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
Terrible.
It's awful.
I know.
But it's like, you know, even when Lily had cancer, I cared more.
Yeah.
And she
was
annoying as hell.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
Yeah.
What's next?
Okay. Should we talk about the coffee house miracle?
I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, basically,
because
right
there was
now,
no miracle this year. There was no.
There wasn't. And
there
I
was no
surprised.
Flashback clip show. But. I wasn't, as soon as I saw what they had done.
With the coffee house?
With the coffee house, yeah.
So the idea is that, right now, Avery's ex, Joe, so the first time I saw him, I was like, ooh, he's attractive. And then every time I've seen him since then, I'm like, ooh,
he's
creepy.
Not. Yeah,
no,
he's creepy.
I'm like, I want to retract that statement.
I had looked up, I IMBD'd him.
Yeah.
Because he reminded me of somebody or something, and I've seen him in something
Eddie
before.
Eddie Munster?
No.
Dracula.
But yeah, he totally could be Eddie Munster. But he hasn't done anything really of note. He's, you know, he's got like a CSI
acting.
Here.
Oh.
But I had thought that I had seen him on, like, he was a regular on something I had watched, and no.
I mean, for me, it's the way they're styling him. He's really pale, and they're combing his hair back like Dracula style, and he's got a really large forehead.
Yeah. That doesn't move.
And really deep set eyes, you know? Yeah. And so I just feel like it's kind of the way they're presenting him, that he looks very villainous.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not like sexy villainous, like I originally hoped.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's just, I've never been a fan. Yeah.
So anyway, he's bad, but he's like buddies with Kane from back in the day. Because, you know, Kane had so much like CEO experience.
In New York.
When was
no,
that?
He didn't. He never did. Yeah.
Yeah, they just totally fabricated that one.
Yeah. Niers.
I could at least believe when he said he and Ashley used to be.
Right. That makes sense.
Were,
and Joe
were
and
they
Ashley.
A couple or were they just like
a
fling?
I think they were a fling and that they were business associates.
Like flirty business associates.
Yeah.
Okay. And that, I mean, that kind of makes,
that makes,
you know,
sense.
Like, okay,
sure,
they knew each other.
Yeah, but Kane and if they had explained it that, you know, Joe did a year abroad and met Kane while he was...
Kane was a bartender.
A bartender, yeah. You know, then that they were, you know, romancing. It was like, okay, this
like, hello,
doesn't make sense
at all. We've
watched
this show for years. Come on.
Right. Give us some credit here.
Yeah.
We know Kane has no experience outside of Genoa City in business at all.
Totally. So anyway, he's trying to like gentrify downtown, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Well, it's like he's brokering the deal. It's not even his deal.
Yeah.
And we're finding out that it's Victor's deal.
Oh, okay. That's right. It is Victor's deal.
So, you know, Victor's the shell company way behind.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay.
But now, Joe is the face of the deal.
Absolutely. And of course, the only mom and pop store left in town is mm-hmm. the coffee house.
Right. Which, as we said in our last podcast, has been failing
for
forever.
Forever, yeah.
So let it die.
Just take the money and
take
run.
The money and go to a different location. You can totally have Crimson Lights too.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I mean, because Dylan made the story, you know, like, well, he used the money that his dad left him,
mm-hmm.
you know, to buy that place. And it's like, fine. But I'm sure that he would get a good buyout.
Oh, yeah.
But
more than it's worth.
It's not like he started that place from the ground up. He just bought it from somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
For cheap.
Yes.
Probably.
Well, it's from Kevin,
Kevin, so yeah.
Who was having money troubles, and it was never good for him.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So.
Just move on.
Well, and if it's being redeveloped, that whole district, doesn't that include retail space for that type of coffee shop? I mean, I look at the redevelopments that go on around here,
like,
and every
Starbucks.
One of them have a, well, why can't, you know, if he wants to keep Crimson Lights so bad, to say, fine, redevelop, but I want this prime location, and I want to reopen my coffee shop.
Because when you go to Crimson Lights, you can't pay with the Starbucks app on your phone.
Ah, okay.
It's just no fun.
There's
no pumpkin spice latte.
No eggnog latte. I didn't have one this year.
I'm terrible.
I'm really kicking myself.
I'm the worst.
The one thing that I enjoy about the holidays.
I mean, I come from a family that literally is, like, small business built up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
me too.
At the same time, there
you
are...
You see the point of,
you know...
selling out
yeah,
for a lot of money.
It's like, nobody ever tried to buy my dad out.
Mm-mm.
I'm sure he would have taken the money. That's
all
I'm
saying. Yeah, because he's smart. Yeah. Yeah. Dylan's being stupid.
Yeah. So anyway, it's like Christmas... Is it Christmas Eve?
Christmas Day, one of those.
And so... Everybody's kind of out and about.
La, 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 la,
like,
doing their thing.
Yeah, and the lights go, or the power goes out,
power
right?
goes out because there's a storm north of them. So the storm didn't even go through Genoa City to give us a good storm storyline.
No. And Avery and Dylan were at the coffee house already, right?
Yeah.
They
were just hanging out.
Yeah. And Paul shows up to just say hi.
Say Merry Christmas to his son.
Yeah, and then the power goes out around town, and mm-hmm. people just start randomly, like, dropping into the coffee house.
Because they're the only place that still has power.
Yeah, like apparently it had a beacon of light for miles.
Right. Which makes sense because, I mean, the power went out here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And two blocks south of here, the business district was still had because we're right on the edge of the grid. And so I went for a walk and it was like my whole block was completely dark.
Yeah.
But you could see... the lights from all the businesses up the street. And
you know, that's
like,
a good
they still have
that's
light.
The night
I would
the power
go there.
Went out in our neighborhood,
yeah.
and it was so dark.
So dark.
It's like you forget how dark it is.
The world actually is
yeah.
until it goes out.
It's
yeah.
a little creepy. Okay, so they went to the coffee house, and it was like everybody showed
everybody
up there.
Everybody was there.
It was a Christmas miracle.
It was the Christmas miracle.
But the thing is that they come to find, like, later, because everybody thinks, oh, like, Dylan was smart. He put a generator in the coffee house. And then later he's like, no, there isn't.
No.
The lights just happen to be on in this one small space.
Right.
Where's the conspiracy on that one?
Yeah, makes no sense at all. That's why it's a miracle.
Yeah, it is a miracle. Mm. And so then, because of that, several
it got
people
on board of, oh, let's
save
the
coffee,
coffee house.
Yeah.
Although, I don't understand. They got turned down for landmark status. Already, but
because it's only like
because
15 years old.
Yeah. Well, no, it's more than that. But
is it?
Well,
I don't think that
no,
much.
Probably not. That
I remember
much. You're
Nick
right.
and
yeah.
Sharon opening it.
Okay,
maybe in like 97 or 98. So maybe
it's getting up to 20 years, maybe.
But it hasn't
25
been that
years.
Long.
Yeah,
it's certainly not a landmark.
No. And everyone is, you know, oh, we have to save it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know of any legit way that they can.
Well,
unless the deal falls through.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's not going to happen because Victor's
behind
it. You don't
think so? I feel like because Dylan is Nikki's son, and mm-hmm. she's already brought
she's
this
on
up,
board, yeah.
That I don't know. She'll sway Victor somehow, or his interests will just get moved somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Victor, I think sometimes has
his whims.
Yes. And so he'll just get kind of bored with it. You know mm-hmm. what? This is kind of annoying. It's not mm-hmm. worth that much money.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just going to go take this over.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like Crimson Lights is going to stick around.
Yeah.
And maybe I was kind of thinking this. Because you know how they have to reinvent sets a lot of the time?
Yeah.
Maybe there are people on Young and the Restless who are not like, no, we want to keep
we
the Crimson
to,
Lights
right.
set.
We have one set that is continuous because yeah. all the rest are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think ultimately it'll be saved, but I think it'll be saved for a dumb reason. That's my prediction.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Adam has been skulking around town.
Mm-hmm. Adam's back.
As Gabriel.
Gabriel Bingham.
Bingham. And we had thought that he was going to be exposed when he freed Nicholas from the bear trap.
Okay. Can you help me?
He didn't.
Can you help me understand something?
Maybe.
Okay. Adam Newman.
Yes.
Burned beyond recognition, but still alive.
Yes.
Wakes up in the hospital.
Yes.
Bandages. Mm-hmm. Is it the other chick, Sage,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Who is the old lady's granddaughter?
No.
Oh, no. She's just a caretaker, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So did Sage tell the hospital, can you make him look like Gabriel? Why does everybody recognize him
as
how
Gabriel.
Does he have Gabriel's face?
Well, maybe because they didn't know it was Adam, and they just assumed it was Gabriel who had because
and they went
Gabriel
and pulled
was
some glossy 8x10s or
no,
like,
seriously,
okay.
It's like okay, make him look like this. That's what I think actually happened.
Wow,
I don't think that's based in reality at all.
Oh my god, no!
But
otherwise, I'm going to go get burned and come back in here later looking like somebody else.
Please don't.
It seems sort of offensive to me to suggest that you can be in a
you
horrible,
look,
tragic burn accident
yeah.
and come back spotlessly like another
right.
person.
Yeah, no, it is offensive, especially because there is an actor on
yes.
General Hospital
totally.
Who is significantly burned.
Like a burn victim.
Yeah,
yes.
And, you know, they just work that into the storyline, and it seems like find another actor who has at least some burns.
Or come up with a plausible story.
You know, put some burns on his face, you know,
yeah.
fake it or somehow. But know. The fact that he came up pristine is ridiculous.
Absolutely pristine. Yeah. So either way,
he's introducing himself as
Gabriel,
and he had an elevator ride with Victor. And
yeah. And but the thing is like at the on New Year's Eve or whatever mm-hmm. when he was like arriving at the club and mm-hmm. Nick or something like that.
Yeah.
Nick was like, "Oh, hey, what up, Bing?"
Yeah,
like he knew him. And
well, because Nick keeps running into Sage, and Sage has been saying,
"Yeah,
I work for."
So Nick wants to know Sage separately, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean he wants to know her.
Yeah,
and but then when he saw Adam with Gabriel's face,
mm-hmm.
he's like, oh, buddy, remember
hey.
I used to mentor you? Like, we go way back. Blah, blah, blah. And it was like, whoa, that is some spot-on plastic surgery. Because
yeah.
initially I was like, well, maybe he just looks close but not
yeah.
not the same.
Yeah, and the old lady has bad eyesight. So
yeah,
she,
exactly.
And she wants it to be her grandson, so she's making
totally.
It, you know, look like it's
yeah.
her grandson. But
and Adam did confess to Jack.
Mm-hmm.
He is Adam. And
that whole scene was so funny to me because it was just like, Adam, be my friend. I only have one friend and you're my friend.
Nobody.
And, you know, and it was just so desperate. It's kind of pathetic.
I never really felt like Adam could fully trust Jack anyway.
No, not
I mean,
at all.
I
mean, they've been
it.
Betraying each other back and forth for years.
Yeah,
so now all of a sudden he thinks.
If I was Adam, I would be going to Chelsea.
Yeah. Straight up, and
that's
say,
like the one person I think he could trust.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But now, no, he's going to try to like slime his way back into her
mm-hmm.
life.
Yeah.
Like, dishonestly.
Yeah.
And
under presumed.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
To the relationship that they used to have.
But remember when, like, Lily thought Kane was dead?
Yes.
And came back, and they like had sex as
he was a,
it,
he was
a ghost. Ghost sex. Yes, that was awesome.
So that was like weird too. Yeah. I don't know. So it kind of reminds me of the same. It's like he's he's Adam and he's back and he knows everything that Adam already knew because he is, but he's got a different face.
Yeah. I just think it's just going to cause trouble. So manipulative.
Yeah.
To Chelsea, because she's clearly trying to move on. She acknowledges she hasn't quite, but it just seems mean.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
We'll see where that goes.
And he has a vengeance for Victor. Like, oh, basically, yeah. You know.
As always.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we left off last time, we didn't know who Victoria's baby daddy was. And I think we found out, like, the next day. After we podcast.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was like the next day.
Yeah. And it was kind of anticlimactic.
It was not who I thought it was.
No, it was Billy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What was the purpose of making it Billy's? They're going to get back together.
Yeah, they're going to get back together.
No!
Yeah. Well, because then that frees up Ben to be with Ashley.
No!
Yes. Because Ashley and Ben. Ben,
yeah, so that night,
went on a bender.
Yeah, that night he looked in the window and he saw Billy and Victoria and the baby, and he thought, "Well, that just means
I'm done.
I'm out of the picture."
Mm-hmm.
He gets totally wasted and has sex with Ashley in the lab.
In the shower.
Yeah,
yeah, that was steamy, so to speak.
Yeah. So,
and now they're just really awkward around each other. And finally, Ashley just said, look.
Let's not be awkward.
Get over it. Yeah. We had sex. So
yeah.
What?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Because that's so then he goes back, or Victoria calls.
Because you know she's
him.
Not going to get pregnant.
No. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And then Victoria was like, no, I want you.
Yeah.
I don't think she used the word boyfriend. She was like, I want you to.
In my life.
In my life. I know. And so now it's kind of this weird blended family thing happening where you've got Billy with Chelsea celebrating the holidays and Victoria and Stitch. And then they're all kind of together like the Brady Bunch.
Intermingling.
Not really the Brady Bunch.
No, not the Brady Bunch at all.
I don't know.
The dysfunctional bunch.
Yeah. There's a lot of people from a lot of. And then like Reed was there for
a
while.
Yeah, Reed showed up.
I was glad they had the same actor at least like pop in.
Yeah.
Did they recast Faith?
Looks so.
Okay, so here's why I ask. Because there used to be a different Faith, I think, right? Wasn't there?
Well, a younger Faith, yeah.
And then they brought this other little girl in who's, like, super blonde.
Yeah.
And it's the one who's been getting all the screen time.
Yeah.
Because she looks exactly like my niece. Like, they could be
really
twins, totally. It's hard because when I watch it, I only see my niece.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
Then on Christmas, all of a sudden they have it. She's gone, and it's the other girl. And I was like, "Whoa, wait, what happened to the blonde girl?"
No, I think it's just, I think it's the same girl.
I swear it was.
And what's
different.
What's weird is that I know twin girls that age, who look just like Faith, and I'm like, oh, so are you secretly a TV star?
I want to ask them. That's how I feel about my niece.
Yeah,
that's funny. I don't know. I meant to, like, IMDb that.
Yeah.
But I forgot.
Okay. Yeah. So, because they often, even at that age, they'll have twins.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, okay.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Look that up.
What were we talking about?
Baby daddy. Yeah. So, Billy is the baby's father. They named the baby Catherine.
Yeah. And they've had, like, a
which
few
is kinda
sort
sweet.
Of, like, nice moments, but nothing that was, like, romantic.
No, it was just them becoming friends as parents.
Okay, yeah.
As opposed to, you know, the way it was before where it's like, okay, we're divorced, and this is my time with
it's
Johnny, and your
anymore.
Time. Yeah, right. Now it's just kind of like, you know, we're in a good place, and we can be civil to each other.
Sharon and Nick have a lot to learn.
Oh, yeah.
Nick has been very, like, I'm going to get a lawyer, and I'm going to take her away. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I want sole custody. Cause
and
you...
even though Noah is like, dude, you're being a dick.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, I think a lot of people are saying
that,
too.
But I think Noah has the most credence.
Yeah.
Because
he's been through
he
this.
He is their child.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And even Mariah, it's like her nice side is coming mm-hmm. out now. Yeah. It's like she is like the protector of faith
in a lot of ways now. It's,
I know. She is.
I liked her better when she was awful.
Well, and with she and Kevin
she
are
and Kevin
kind
are
of,
going to hook up.
Yeah, well,
clearly.
They already have hooked up, right?
But they're going to be a thing.
Yeah. I kind of like that match. It makes sense.
I suppose.
I mean, they're both damaged. There's our damaged matchup.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that I want them to, like, get married and have little damaged babies.
No.
But I think for now...
For now, it's fine.
Kevin needed somebody to, like, take his mind off.
Well, and to call him on his shit.
Yes.
You know, which totally. She definitely does. So yeah. I suppose that's good. And that gives him the strength to then call out Michael when he's being stupid.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes Kevin really is a voice of reason, and then other times he's like, what are you saying?
Yeah, right.
Stop! Yeah. I'm okay with it for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see. See where that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not on our list, but real quickly, Paul and Christine are pregnant. And...
That
what?
Is, I know, that is
no.
sort of a biological miracle, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know. How old do you think she is?
Well, she's still young enough to...
I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, she looks good.
But
she's
I guess
on
in
the
my
older
head, she's
end.
Like 65.
Yeah,
she's
she can't
forever.
Be that old.
I know.
But... You know, but she's at the upper end of being able to conceive, let alone carry a child to term.
So do you think she will carry it?
I don't know, and I don't know if I would want it
I don't
to.
Think so,
it seems
and
like
here's
they're
why.
Just too old.
I don't think she wants to be on the show that much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like, you know, her dad
she
created the show.
She does a couple
show,
days
so
a week,
it.
It's not a big deal. Yeah,
and I've read interviews with her where she's like, I just, like, I've had my time and mm-hmm. I don't want to be on it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. She wants to be a semi-regular. So. Yeah.
I don't know, but at the same time, maybe
it's
they're thinking
way
she's
to
kind of a legacy
out.
Because she, her dad made the show.
True,
so maybe
yeah.
she has to have a kid because of that.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It just seems like that would be an easy way to kind of, you know, oh, Christine's at home with the baby. That's why we never see her.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
That
that's
she
a
becomes,
good point.
She becomes the stay-at-home mom that you never see.
She's always been the working businesswoman. The hard-talking, I can't
type.
Stand her character, but...
Oh, yeah, she could stay home with the baby forever, and I'd be fine with that.
I don't know. Well, and Paul, come on, how old is
Dude,
Paul?
Really?
He's got like a 35-year-old son.
Yeah, old enough to have birth control. I'm just saying.
I know, it's terrible, but, like, I think Thor was watching it over my shoulder or mm-hmm. something, and he was like, what? Paul's going to have a baby? And I was like, I know, right? And he was like, how many kids does he have? And I was like, well, he shot his other son.
Right,
he
yeah.
shot, I think, like, no more.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that...
So I kind of question whether they'll actually have a baby.
Yeah. I my feeling is that they won't. Yeah.
And it seems like a sad trick to try to, like, reinvent an old couple.
Yeah. And it's like, no. That's, I mean, that's like Victor and Nikki having a baby. No.
It's like laughable.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I want them to do that.
No.
Biggest shocker.
God,
2015.
Really?
Nikki's pregnant.
That Nikki's pregnant. Oh lord. No. No.
And then
no.
they can name it like, let's see, they have Victoria and Nick. Victoria.
Nictoria.
Yeah. Nicholas.
Nictor.
Nictor. Anyway.
Okay, should we talk about Jack and Phyllis and Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Well, they're a triangle. Because Jack's a dick.
Yeah, but is Kelly really
But Kelly's
still there?
Going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a moment where...
she already was kind of crazy.
Well, she already was kind of crazy, and I'll back up a little bit. But she's still convinced that Jack loves her.
Yeah.
Because he can't look her in the eye and tell her that he doesn't love her.
Yeah.
And Ben today was saying, well, don't you think maybe he was just trying to spare your feelings and that he was just kind of being nice? She's like, no.
He loves me.
If he didn't love me, he would tell me. And yeah. I was like, not if you're acting like that. crazy.
I feel like he really did love her, but just it didn't have a chance to like really go far enough.
Yeah, I think if Phyllis hadn't come back, then they would have been a thing.
Sure.
You know, but because she did, he's like, no.
Sorry. My allegiance is to Phyllis.
Yeah. And so he and Phyllis are...
Sure. A thing. But in the meantime, Phyllis is not nice to Kelly.
No, she's mean and
Kelly's
angry.
Kelly's not nice to Phyllis.
And they're slapping each other and calling each other bitches. Yeah. And I love
it. It's a good cat fight.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Because they're clearly having a good time. And I think there was a slapping the other day. And I think Kelly actually slapped the other girl.
I feel like when I saw that, I thought it was a real slap.
Yeah, and I can see that Gina, whatever her name is, who's playing Phyllis now, saying, no, really, just slap me. I don't care. You know, let's make this real. Because she's so intense.
Yeah, it's true.
And I kind of love her.
Yeah, she's good.
You know, I like her so much more than I ever liked Michelle Stafford.
Really?
Phyllis. Yeah.
Oh.
I was never on board. I know she's your dream date, but I was just never... Never,
but I like them
so much
both.
Of a fan.
I guess it was really like I had a lot of trepidation about, you know,
the recast.
Michelle Stafford leaving, and then like who could possibly take her place. And I think this is like a good fit,
Because she's so angry, and it's nice to see someone who's that fiery, Because you have been talking for years about how Phyllis is so fiery and she's a redhead and she's this and that. And
lost
I was like,
a lot of it.
I never really saw that, And so now to see, that's what
because in the past, she like hit people with cars, you know, she hit like Paul and Cricket with car,
So
that kind of stuff,
But yeah, I can totally see,
this
new. Phyllis running somebody over with a car.
Could too. So tell me about, because we talked a little bit off air about Phyllis's car running out of gas on New Year's.
Yeah, so Phyllis all day long had been wearing the really cute little blue silk robe because she didn't want Jack to see her dress. And that was a big issue for her. And summer came over and was a pain in the ass. So then she left and Jack... left to go to
the
athletic club party, and Phyllis is like, I'll meet you there as soon as I get summer figured out. So Phyllis gets in her car and she drives about halfway apparently and runs out of gas. And oh my god, how can I be running out of gas? I just filled the tank. And then she's, you know, getting on her phone to get a ride, and her phone is dead. No. And she's just like, you know, if you could swear
how
on CBS,
she
would have been thrown down some F-bombs. Yeah. And so she gets out of the car and she walks the rest of the way to the athletic club.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part.
Well, and there weren't, you know, it wasn't like she showed up with bleeding feet or anything.
Yeah.
But she showed up and the first person she runs into is Kelly. And Kelly's like, oh, Phyllis, you know, I'm being a bigger person and I'm being polite to you.
Yeah, because Kelly's the one who's the event planner who put on this whole party.
Right. And Lily all night long was saying, just go home. You don't want to be here for this, and you're going to have to see, you know, Jack and Phyllis.
Which I thought was kind of mean. Like, you're the one who put this whole party together. Just go home.
Just go home. You can't,
sit
can't be part of it.
Sit at home and be lonely.
Yeah.
No, like, she should be there.
Yeah.
Jack I would
and
think
Phyllis
anything...
should not have gone.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Because it's not like it's the only party in town. There were other parties going on.
Where were the other parties?
Underground.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, they could have gone to Underground.
Yeah. So... But it was clear that the underground party was was the young people's party.
Yeah.
That's where the youngsters
like Kevin
went.
And Mariah.
Kevin and Mariah and Devon and Gwen were at the young people's party. And
Makes sense.
Noah was there with whoever his girlfriend is. I don't even
Courtney,
know her name.
Right?
Courtney, isn't that her name? She wants to get married to Noah, and Noah's just like,
oh, I didn't
not
see
even
that.
On that page. She's not even in that book.
It's
been kind of funny.
She's so, like, not...
She's a gold digger.
I don't think that. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's a tough-talking cop.
No, she's... That is not how she has been portrayed the last couple days.
Oh, so they kind of mixing her... Because originally, she just liked him.
Oh, okay.
And he liked her, and remember she was, like, undercover?
No.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, no, I don't have any recollection of this character even
like,
at all.
Yeah, because I heard her voice the other day though when she showed up, and I was like, oh, she's finally back. Yeah, remember she was undercover as Summer's friend that sold drugs at parties.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ben Moore went to now rehab. And blah, okay. Blah, blah, blah. But, and then she finally, like, admitted to him because, like, he had a thing for her. And she's like, dude, okay, so I'm, like, not 17. I'm, like, 22, and I'm a cop.
And why are you hitting on 17-year-old?
Yeah, exactly. You perv. Yeah. So, and so they got together, I think, relatively un-gold diggy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if they're...
Well, now she wants to get married, gold
digger. Well, I mean,
or
they have been together a long time, and so it is kind of like, make a decision or find somebody.
Well, or at least define your parameters.
Yeah.
That, yeah, we can be together, but we're not...
I mean, they live together, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So...
in some bohemian apartment.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's going to get torn down, because it's in the warehouse district.
yeah.
So, okay, so they're the two competing parties going on, and Jack is, you know, at the grown-up party, and Phyllis comes in and confronts Kelly and just says, you bitch, how did you, you know, and there were some kind of risque remarks made about sucking gas out of the car, and where has your mouth been, and all this kind of stuff, and Kelly's just like, prove it. You know, you got nothing on me. Mm-hmm. And so then Jack comes out and Phyllis takes off her coat, finally, to reveal that she is wearing the exact same blue dress as Kelly has on. Nice. Kelly wore it better because she has the curves for that dress that Phyllis does not.
Sure.
And Phyllis freaked out, of course. And I was kind of waiting for the I'm going to rip your clothes off
thing. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Oh. Instead, Phyllis went and found some lackey and said, you open the Fenmore's boutique right now. I need a new dress. And so she came out 2 minutes later in a really stunning red evening gown.
Okay.
So, as opposed to the really hideously ugly red gown that Chelsea wore.
I saw that.
Which was a Chelsea, whatever, original. And I was like, oh my God, no wonder you're failing as a designer.
Yeah, that is ugly. I did not like that dress.
Yeah. It was very Midwest maternal.
The sleeves.
It was a mother of the bride dress.
Yeah,
is what it was.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
It wasn't sexy or glamorous or. Yeah. So, but Phyllis basically, she and Jack ignored Kelly the rest of the night. But there was one moment where Kelly, because she's so short, was on some of the stairs. Looking into the athletic club room, and they had her underlit.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, and she did the crazy eyes, and it was like, yes!
So good.
This is excellent.
Because I just know she's going to be crazy. I'm just waiting for
they're,
it.
Yeah, they're building to it, and Stitch is trying to talk her down, and I'm kind of thinking, now, do we know how her son died?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't want to say no, but I just don't remember. I feel like it was a car accident or something.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah. No, I could see that, you know, this is a pattern with her and that she becomes a stalker and a, you know.
Well, yeah, because she seems pretty. It's weird because she gave Jack a lot of, like, solid advice.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, at the same time, she's not so solid
herself. Yeah. Yeah. She can portray solid, but she herself is a nut job.
Yeah.
And why is it that Jack always gets the nut jobs? He did with Patty.
I guess so. I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. He likes crazy.
Stupid Jack.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, in the meantime, Nikki had been drinking.
Uh-huh.
And then had some kind of revelation at Thanksgiving somehow.
She went on the wagon. An AA meeting, and Neil was there, and she was like, oh.
Busted.
Like, yeah, but he can't see her.
Right.
So she was supposed
I don't even have to sit behind him.
But she knew that he would recognize her voice.
Yeah,
so she
didn't
sat,
speak.
And he gave this sort of, like, very, you know, poignant speech about wanting to drink and, you know, like, just looking... day by day.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to speak, and she was like, shh.
Yeah.
So, they...
But why? Why?
Because Nick... well,
so what if Neil knows that she's drinking? It's Alcoholics Anonymous.
Totally.
You're not supposed to talk about what happens
and
there, right?
And I would
right?
totally
Isn't that
trust
the point?
Neil to be
confidential. Oh, yeah, Neil would totally.
But
Nikki, no.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And so I feel like Nikki just, she just wasn't comfortable with somebody she knew in that
Someone she
respect.
Actually knows knowing.
Yeah. So either way, though, it was kind of like this moment where she was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I really need to stop.
And he had, you know, he had a pretty good little speech happening.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So as far as I understand, she's kind of like taking it day by day and not drinking.
Yeah. She's just looking longingly at the the bottles.
I'm sorry, but it's just so rude.
It does seem
that Victor just has like
just has it out.
The liquor cart. You know, it's not even in a cabinet behind closed doors. It's like there it is every time you walk in the door.
Yeah, here is your biggest temptation that I will totally judge you for if you have a drink.
I just think
it's not loving.
Plan.
It's not loving.
No,
at all.
It's like if you had somebody addicted to, like, prescription pills, and you just have, like, pills laying out on the counter all the time.
Well, I do that now, but, yeah.
I don't know. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad form. But I've also, you know, I think that there are some alcoholics who say, you know, don't change, you know, don't hide everything, because it's my battle to fight, and you shouldn't have to hide all your liquor just because you know I have a problem with it. And, you know, so, but I think in this case that
having
it out is
not good. I think
the
relapses in the past,
if
I was Victor, I would be like, so
we
tried
this. We are going to put this away.
Didn't work.
You're
yeah.
Right.
I think, well, no.
Yeah. And they were showing a bottle yesterday, I think it was, and it was, it said vodka right on there, but it was not clear.
Oh.
And so I'm like, oh, God, she's hitting the flavored vodkas now, too? That is the worst of all.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. Huh. I missed that.
But Nikki did go to Catherine's park and was talking to her plaque and admitting, you know, okay, I haven't had a drink since Thanksgiving, and Paul was right there, and Paul heard everything.
Oh,
said, how dare you? You lied to me.
Yeah,
and
I feel like maybe I saw part of that.
Yeah, and he was just a total ass about it. And she's just like,
thanks.
Please don't tell my family.
Yeah.
And he's, well, okay, I'll keep your secret for you. But you know, he's totally going to tell somebody
totally.
At some point. So I have a feeling she's going to have a relapse. Or somehow it'll come out that she's been drinking this past year. Mm. So.
Poor Nikki.
And meanwhile, on Christmas Eve, was it that?
I think so.
Avery and Dylan going for a walk in the park, and it was snowing, and it was all beautiful, and Dylan worked really hard to memorize his speech, and he gets down on one knee, and he's going to propose, and Avery's like, wait, stop. don't you dare. And then she proposed back to him.
Oh, that was kind of weird.
It was. I can't decide. I go back and forth whether it was
sweet as can be. But I don't know.
You know, I kind of get that.
No, maybe I'm a traditionalist. I was like, stop. Oh, this is awkward.
You're ruining it. Yeah. But, you know, really, who better to propose to than Dylan?
I know.
Because Dylan can't get the words out.
Yeah.
You know, he is kind of...
I just don't see this one happening.
Oh, it's in there. No, they're not going to get married.
So?
I don't
think
they're going to get married.
Okay. Yeah.
I think she and Joe are going to have
something's got to be
moment of
there.
Unbridled lustiness. Mm-hmm. And it's not that, you know, they're going to have hate sex. And Dylan's going to find out and dump her. Yeah. And Joe's going to be,
something just doesn't feel right. And also, I guess I feel like, you know, when she thought Dylan was dead or missing in action or whatever, you know, and sort of like let him go and became engaged to Nick. And then Dylan came back and she was like super shocked and torn up and then left Nick for Dylan, it seems to me that there would be no question that they would get engaged immediately.
Right off
I kept
the bat.
Thinking, wait, what,
yeah.
what the
what
hell?
Are you
like,
shouldn't
for? You be getting married like now?
Yeah.
If,
yeah.
if you're long
if
lost
If it really
love
is a true love
actually
thing.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It should have been this whole like swept up in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, like, reunited.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Let's get married.
So it seems really strange to me that they wouldn't get married.
Officially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah. No, I don't think that they're going to actually get married.
I kind of feel like Avery just isn't ready to get married to anybody.
She doesn't need to be married.
Yeah.
You know, she won't get out of it what married people
yeah.
should be getting out of being married.
Sure. But I think she does want a child.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
There's that.
So okay.
Maybe when she sleeps with Joe accidentally.
Oh, there we go. Like that'll be our new baby daddy drama. Because God forbid we go more than a year without one.
When the baby comes out with a forehead that's like so long, they'll be like, and the father is.
Yeah, no need to do a test. He's going to be wearing a little suit.
anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for the recap?
I think that's it for the recap.
Okay, so, here's what I'm thinking.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm on the fly here. It's kind of a long podcast.
Yeah, why don't we split up into two?
Yeah, so we will stop this one now, mm-hmm. and we'll just post another one, our best and worst of.
Yeah.
So we basically left you hanging, sorry.
Yeah. Cliffhanger! So you are now standing on the edge of the volcano, waiting to get pushed in.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, don't forget, you can go to... Where? Facebook? Find The Young and the Restless Recap. And,
YR Updates.
Yeah.
DocBlogspot.com.
Yep. Oh, you know what? I want to apologize to a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
So I don't, like, ever go to the blog ever except just to post stuff.
Yeah.
And clearly we got hacked, like, 6 months ago.
And yes.
Every time, right. I mean, like, it was bad. It took me a lot of time to
fix
everything.
Yeah.
So if you, like, went to our blog or, you know, even tried to, or you got, like, some terrible email from us. Mm-hmm.
Not our fault.
Because we don't really check our, sorry. If you want to get a hold of us, go to Facebook.
Right. Oh, but, and one other shout out to listener Reynolds, who posted on Facebook the answer to my query of who is the lady in the wheelchair. And it turns out it is Sally Kellerman, who is a...
Oh, I think I clicked on that, and then I was like, I have no clue who this person
is. She was in MASH. She was in the original movie of MASH and was brilliant and has done other things since then.
Okay.
And so, thank you, because now I can sleep at night. So, that's why you go to the Facebook page.
Yeah. Okay, listen to our next podcast. See ya.